Green and Golden Bellfrog. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, http://en.wikipedia.org. The Green and Golden Bellfrog, Litoria aurea, is a ground-dwelling tree frog native to Eastern Australia. It is also known as the Green Bellfrog, Green and Golden Swamp Frog, and Green Frog. Measuring 11 centimetres, 4.3 inches in length, the Green and Golden Bellfrog is one of the largest Australian frogs. Many populations, particularly in the Sydney region, are in areas of frequent disturbance, including golf courses, disused industrial land, brick pits, and landfill areas. Once one of the most common frogs in southeast Australia, the Green and Golden Bellfrog has undergone major population declines, leading to its current classification as globally vulnerable. Population numbers have continued to decline, and major threats include habitat loss and degradation, pollution, introduced species, and parasites and pathogens, such as the amphibian chytrid fungus. Section 1. Taxonomy. The common name, Green and Golden Bellfrog, was first adopted by Harold Cogger in his 1975 book, Reptiles and Amphibians of Australia. Before Cogger's book, its common names were Golden Frog and Golden Tree Frog. The Green and Golden Bellfrog has many physical and behavioural characteristics representative of ranids, and was therefore originally classified as rana. It has a pointy snout, long legs, and almost complete toe webbing. The tympanum is large and distinct, and the overall body shape is similar to many rana species. Many frogs in the rana genus are mostly aquatic, and only travel over land during periods of rainfall, as does the Green and Golden Bellfrog. It was removed from the genus because of several anatomical differences with the family Runidae. The bone and cartilage structural formations of the Green and Golden Bellfrog are closest to those of species in the family Hylidae, hence the move from Runidae to Hylidae. The Green and Golden Bellfrog was first described as Rana aurea by Lesson in 1827. It has since undergone 20 classification changes, and was first named Litoria aurea 37 years later by Gunther, only to be changed another 9 times before being described again as Litoria aurea. The species is now classified within the Litoria aurea complex, a closely related group of frogs in the Litoria genus. This complex is scattered throughout Australia, with 3 species occurring in southeast Australia, 1 in northern Australia, and 2 in southwest Western Australia. The complex consists of the Green and Golden Bellfrog, Litoria aurea, Growling Grass Frog, Litoria raniformis, Tablelands Bellfrog, Litoria castanea, Dales Aquatic Frog, Litoria dalii, Spotted Thide Frog, Litoria cyclohincus, and the Motorbike Frog, Litoria murai. The ranges of both Litoria raniformis and Litoria castanea overlap with the Green and Golden Bellfrog. This, as well as physical similarities, may make it difficult to distinguish between the species. The Tablelands Bellfrog has not been seen since 1980 and may now be extinct, although the large yellow spots present on its thighs help distinguish it from the Green and Golden Bellfrog. The Growling Grass Frog, which is very similar to the Green and Golden Bellfrog, can only be readily distinguished by raised bumps on the dorsal surface. Section 2. Distribution. The Green and Golden Bellfrog is native to southeastern Australia. Prior to its population decline, the distribution ranged from Brunswick Heads in northern New South Wales to East Gippsland in Victoria and west to Bathurst, Tumut and the Australian Capital Territory. The current distribution now ranges from Byron Bay in northern New South Wales to East Gippsland in Victoria, with populations mostly occurring along the coast. In New South Wales, it has undergone severe declines in both range and abundance since the 1960s. However, no similar declines have been reported in Victoria. In New South Wales, it has disappeared from all highland areas above 250 metres, 820 feet, except for a population at Captain's Flat. A study of populations along coastal New South Wales indicated that many of them are very small, usually consisting of fewer than 20 adults. However, there are 6 known populations that support more than 300 individuals. Two are located in the Sydney metropolitan area, two in the Shoalhaven, and another two on the New South Wales mid-north coast. It is estimated that the green and golden bellfrog has disappeared from at least 90% of its former range. The green and golden bellfrog survives in some areas of Sydney, one of which is the Brick Pit at Homebush Bay, the proposed site for the tennis courts for the 2000 Sydney Olympics. When the green and golden bellfrog was found in the Brick Pit, the tennis courts were built at another location, and the population has been monitored since its discovery. The green and golden bellfrog has become an unofficial mascot for the Homebush Bay area. The green and golden bellfrog occurs on two islands off the east coast of Australia, Broughton Island off Port Stephens and Bowen Island at Jervis Bay. It has been introduced to New Zealand, where it has become common, and to the Pacific Islands of New Caledonia and New Hebrides. Section 3. Physical Description. The green and golden bellfrog is a large, stout frog with adults ranging from 4.5 centimetres, 1.8 inches, to 11 centimetres, 4.3 inches in length. However, typical specimens measure 6 to 8 centimetres, 2.4 to 3.2 inches. This makes the green and golden bellfrog one of the largest Australian frogs. Mature male green and golden bellfrogs are generally smaller than mature females, and the colour of the dorsal surface varies greatly in both sexes. It may be almost completely green, of shades from dark pea green to bright emerald, green with metallic brassy dull copper brown or gold markings, or almost completely bronze. During the cooler months, May to August, however, when the frogs are inactive, coloration may darken to almost black. A creamy white or pale yellow stripe, bordered above with gold and below with black, extends from behind the eye, across the tympanum to the groin. This stripe rises to form a dorsolateral fold towards the groin. Another stripe of the same color begins below the eye and continues to the shoulder. The abdomen is cream or white and has a coarsely granular texture. The legs are green, bronze, or a combination of both, and the inside thigh and groin are blue-green. Males develop a yellowish coloration to the vocal sac on the throat when mature. The pupil is restricted to a horizontal slit, and the iris is golden-brown with a black streak that runs from the corners of the pupil to the horizontal limits of the eye. The tympanum is distinct and ovular in shape. The green and golden bellfrog has enlarged toe discs to aid in climbing. The fingers are free from webbing, and the toes are almost completely webbed, as this species is often found in water. When in breeding condition, males develop nuptial pads on their thumbs, which are used to grip females during mating. Section 4. Ecology and Behaviour. A member of the tree frog family, the green and golden bellfrog spends much time basking in the sun on rocks and reeds. It is unusual as a frog in that it is often active during the day. When handled, this species secretes a slimy, acrid mucus. This substance consists of 17 urine peptides, with 13 showing broad-spectrum antibiotic and anti-cancer activity. These assist in fighting off harmful microorganisms. The green and golden bellfrog is generally associated with coastal swamps, woodland, and forest. However, populations have also been found at former industrial sites, for example the Brick Pit. Its habitat requirements have been difficult to determine, as it has been found in a wide range of water bodies except fast-flowing streams. It is most typically found in short-lived freshwater ponds that are still, shallow, unshaded, and unpolluted, and it tends to avoid waters that contain predatory fish, whether native or introduced. The frog prefers water bodies that support emergent vegetation such as reeds and bulrushes for basking, and winter habitats consist of available shelters around the breeding site. Grassy habitats are usually close at hand to provide suitable terrestrial feeding grounds. The green and golden bellfrog reproduction depends on water temperature and salinity. Salinity affects tadpole development and metamorphosis, while breeding generally only occurs in ponds that measure 20 degrees Celsius or above. The green and golden bellfrog tadpoles are able to tolerate salinity levels of 6 parts per thousand without any apparent effects, while salinity of 8 parts per thousand or higher decreases growth rates and increases mortality rates. On the other hand, salinity levels of at least 1 to 2 parts per thousand can be beneficial to the green and golden bell frog because this kills pathogens such as the chytrid fungus. The voracious adults have a very broad diet, including insects and other frogs, even of the same species. The tadpoles feed on detritus, algae and bacteria. Natural predators include wading birds and snakes, and the tadpoles are taken by tortoises, eels and other fish, as well as a range of invertebrate predators. Section 5. Reproduction. The green and golden bell frog breeds in the warmer months from October to March. During the breeding season, males call whilst floating in the water. The call is a deep growl which has been described as a four-part crawk, crawk, crock, crock, and has been likened to the sound of a motorbike changing gears. An average of 5,000 eggs are deposited amongst aquatic vegetation in a gelatinous mass, but a clump of 11,682 has been recorded. Initially the mass floats, but sinks up to 12 hours after laying or when disturbed. 2 to 3 days later, the tadpoles hatch out and will complete metamorphosis between 2 and 11 months, depending on the temperature of the water and available food. Breeding occurs in a significantly higher proportion of sites where no predatory fish are present and water bodies are ephemeral rather than permanent. Populations in Victoria, however, have been recorded as breeding in permanent ponds as readily as they do in ephemeral ponds. The tadpoles of the green and golden bell frog are large, reaching 80 millimetres, 3.15 inches, in length, but size varies greatly, with smaller tadpoles being more common. The body is usually as wide across as it is deep. The fin has a yellow tinge and is considerably arched. The musculature is moderate and tapers to a fine point, as does the fin. The body wall is translucent yellow with darker areas over the abdomen. Just before its limbs form, the tadpole begins to develop the greenish coloration of the adults. Metamorphs resemble the adults and average about 2.6 centimetres, 1 inch, in length. Section 6. Conservation status. The numbers of green and golden bell frogs are estimated to have declined by over 30% in the past 10 years. It is listed as globally and nationally vulnerable and as endangered under the New South Wales Threatened Species Conservation Act 1995. There are many factors thought to be responsible for the dramatic decline of this species. Habitat fragmentation, the introduction of predatory fish, and alteration of drainage regimes all seem to be involved. Population declines are closely related to the introduction of the eastern mosquito fish, Gambusia holbrooki, a species native to North America that has been introduced in an attempt to control mosquito larvae. Laboratory studies have demonstrated that the tadpoles of the green and golden bell frog are extremely susceptible to predation by this fish. Other factors thought to affect this species include predation by introduced mammals such as cats and foxes, changes to water quality at breeding sites, herbicide use, and loss of habitat through the destruction of wetlands. Although, because of this species' ability to survive in degraded, polluted environments, habitat destruction and pollution are unlikely to be the main causes of population declines. The amphibian chytrid fungus appears to have led to at least some, and perhaps most, of the major declines observed through the 1970s and 1980s. The green and golden bell frog has been the subject of much research and monitoring. This is important to the improvement of conservation measures. This research focuses on the development of management measures to keep the introduced mosquito fish under control. Other strategies being devised will allow for the development and improvement of suitable habitat to increase the reproductive success of the species. Parallel to these measures, community awareness programs have also been proposed. In 1998, a captive breeding program was set up by the herpetofauna staff at Taronga Zoo in Sydney, sponsored by the ASX Frog Focus. The purpose of the program was to help preserve declining populations of green and golden bell frogs in the Sydney region. It involved the captive breeding of wild frogs and releasing large numbers of tadpoles back into the wild, habitat restoration and post-release monitoring. The program was initially titled Frog Focus Botany, as botany was the original focus site. Thousands of tadpoles were released into a site in Sir Joseph Banks Reserve, and post-release monitoring was done by the local community. It was also the first time that school students had been involved with endangered species monitoring. The program has since branched off into several other areas. Between 1998 and 2004, tadpoles were released into specially designed ponds and dams on Long Reef Golf Course at Collaroy in northern Sydney. Green and golden bellfrogs had previously been located in the area, however, the population has since been lost. Although a large number of tadpoles were released during the program, it had almost no success. Adult bellfrogs are occasionally found on the golf course, however, a permanent breeding population is yet to be established. For notes, references, and external links, refer to the original text of this English Wikipedia article, dated 29th of September 2006. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.